Greetings to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all heavenly blessings in Christ Jesus and has given us the best of the inheritance of the kingdom of God. God bless you again, and let us go straight to the word. We've been looking at Psalm 37, and we want to pick up from where we left off. Let's start from verse 23. And I want to speak on a subject, the reward of the righteous man. The reward of the righteous man. First of all, see, righteousness is often misunderstood. Righteousness has to do with the works that we do, but it's more based on the faith that we have in God, which leads us to those righteous acts. The Bible says Abraham believed God and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. See, our faith in God is what guarantees our righteousness. And when a man believes in God, faith is almost it is almost inevitable for him, because the faith that he has then is something that God gives him because he believes. And that faith then grounds the believer in the word of God. And as he continues to walk in that word, his righteousness begins to appear. As we looked earlier, the righteousness shall be like the light and the judgment like the noonday. So righteousness, it's a continuation. It's a continuous thing. It's brought about by the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus said it's expedient for him to go away. So a righteousness cannot be attained without the Holy Ghost, because it's the Holy Spirit that gives the believer who has faith that day-to-day overcoming, and the Holy Spirit comes as a seal to his faith, and the Holy Spirit comes to sort of be the capstone of his faith. So the Holy Spirit then leads the believer into all truth. And the more he discovers the truth, the more he surrenders his will and himself, and to take the word of God as his supreme authority, to walk in the word and to live in it every day. And that is how God measures the righteousness of man. So let us begin to look into the word, Psalm 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Before I go any further, I want to talk to you about the three P's. There are three things that God guarantees as a reward for the righteous. And I label them as three categories. It's in the protection, provision, and preservation. God has apportioned his reward for the righteous in these three categories, from what I can see in the scripture. And we can see all of it here in this chapter 37 from verse 24 all the way through to 33. And all through the scripture, you can see God's reward in these three areas that he guarantees to the believer. Amen. Let's look at protection. He says the steps of a good man is ordered of the Lord, and he delighted in his way. See, the steps that the righteous would take is God's obligation to make sure you don't fall, you don't stumble. Verse 24 says, though he fall, he shall not be cast, utterly cast down, for the Lord upholded him with his hand. Amen. It's the Lord's responsibility, is God's duty. God is duty bound to protect the righteous. God has no choice because the righteous is now a part of him. Amen. Verse 25, I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Beloved, this is the provision God makes for the righteous. The righteous's blessings are not just to him alone, but it will move on to his descendants and his children's children's children, beloved. The seeds we sow in righteousness today shall be harvested and reaped several and multiple times. The Bible says 100-fold. That means 100 generations to come. You know, God's rewards are deep. In other words, God has a deep pocket, amen. And he makes sure his provision moves from generation to generation. Verse 26, he is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed, amen. See, when we receive of God, we also give. Every righteous man is a giver. Every righteous man is someone who lendeth, gives to others, blesses when he can. He's not just a receiver. He's not just a dead sea, but he actually becomes a living sea. Amen. The Bible says, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. So rivers flow from a source, oh yes, into a contribute. So it goes from the believer, the righteous, into all other places where the river shall flow. So the righteous also don't just receive the provision of God, but also becomes a provision for others. Amen. Let us read on verse 27. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forever. Amen. We're about to look at the third P, which is preservation. Verse 28. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved, hallelujah, forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. Beloved, there are many people who have lived good lives and done many inventions and many good things for society, but they are no more. Their names are forgotten. See, when the Lord says he will preserve the righteous, that means that the righteous man's name shall live forever. Amen. The righteous will not be forgotten, will not be forsaken. He will be preserved. See, we use salt for preservation. Why? Because it will never cause the food or the meat to go bad if you preserve it with salt. So the Lord is saying here, he's going to salt, amen. He's going to make us salty, hallelujah. He's going to preserve us. Oh my, so we are not going to go bad tomorrow when the weather changes. It's not going to affect us. Tomorrow when things come and go south, it's not going to affect us. Why? Because we are preserved. Hallelujah. We are hidden under the wings of the shadow of the Almighty. Praise God. Amen. The Lord is obligated to keep the righteous and to preserve him in all his ways. Let us read on. Verse 29, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. This is the second time he has said that. Verse 30, the mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. Amen. Oh, wisdom, beloved, when you are preserved in Christ Jesus, oh, you know, the Holy Spirit is a beautiful thing, daily communing in the Lord. You realize that you every day you turn your face to the Word of God and praying and meditating in the Word of God. When you open your mouth, it's nothing but wisdom. Oh, my. See, and the birds would love to come in and hide in your branches, and people would long to sit under your tree and to glean from the wisdom that comes from your mouth. Beloved, there is nothing that can compare to the reward that God has for the righteous. Let's look at a few more verses and we'll bring this study to an end. We have verse 31. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Hallelujah. The wicked watch it, the righteous and seek it to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Praise God. Amen. The reward of the righteous is protection, provision, and preservation. God is going to perform these things. That is what he has promised in his word. And when even the righteous falls into the trap of the enemy, God said he will not leave him there. Hallelujah. He will come and rescue him. Reminds me of Peter when he was in jail. God came for Peter. Hallelujah. God came for Paul. And God will come for you, for your rescue as well. Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you. May we rest in God. May we commit our ways to him. Do not fret the enemy. Stand on the word of God. After you've done all you can, just stand in the righteousness that Christ has given to us through the Holy Spirit. And he will protect you. He will provide for you. And he will preserve you. God bless you.